And I'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight. She's the program director, which means like education and all the other things for the Chesterton Art Center. She's going to tell us about things that are upcoming that you may be interested in. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight, Jillian Bridgman.
Aloha,
Jillian.
Thank
you for having me.
Well, you have lots of exciting things coming up, especially early summer and some things beyond. So we're going to turn it over to you and just tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, as was said, I am the program director over at the Chesterton Art Center. And what I wanted to talk about today is our exciting summer camp lineup. So we have six sessions of summer art camp that are going to be offered this summer. And each one is going to follow kind of its own unique theme. So there's lots of variety and different topics that hopefully will interest different kids and different styles of art making. So we have everything from clay. There's going to be a camp all about science fiction. There's a camp specifically all about using your imagination and kind of inventing your own worlds. There's even a camp focused on portraiture, ones about texture and animals. So we have lots of different themes that are going to be captured each week. And each camp is typically offered to two age groups. We try to break it into ages 5 to 8 in our morning time slot, which runs from 8:30 to 11. And then ages 8+ runs in the afternoon from 12 to 2:30. The only exception to that is our clay camp. The age is just a little bit older on that one since they are going to be working on the wheel. So that one's ages 9 to 12 and then 12+ in the afternoon. The big factor about that as well is tuition ranges between 100 and 140 per session. But we do have scholarships available to all students. Applications are up on our website on chestertonart.org/scholarships. And you can send those applications directly to me at my email, which is programs@chestertonart.org.
You have other things going on, too, with the summer camps. And you might go ahead and go over some of the dates they run. But you also, you've expanded some of the education possibilities, not only for kids, but all around. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the topic of dates for camps, they're going to be running through the months of June and July. We have the first four sessions happening in June, starting as early as June 6th. And then we have two more sessions that follow that up in July. In terms of other expansion beyond kind of our youth programming, we are expanding our teen arts group, which is a group of kind of high school age students where we bring them together and kind of give them professional arts experiences. And specifically this summer for them, we're doing a partnership with the Upsidaisy Market and creating a public art project that's going to take place at the market. It's going to be a great project. I'll keep it a little bit of a surprise so people that visit the market can kind of come and see. But it is something collaborative where visitors of the market are going to be able to engage with that project.
Can you disclose what kind of materials will be used or...
Yeah, so it's going to actually be a mixture of materials. We're going to play on the concept of the market itself, which is this idea of upcycled, recycled, vintage style, treasures and things like that. So we're going to specifically be creating almost a large scale sculpture that people are then going to add different fabrics, weavings, all different types of materials that we can kind of upcycle into this large scale sculpture.
Then does it get displayed at the Chesterton Art Center? Will it be up every market?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're just going to be at the market for 3 Sundays in June. So our goal is to just kind of have it exist during that time in the market. And then we haven't totally decided where it's going to live beyond that, but we're really hoping to incorporate it into kind of future events that are happening with the center. So it's kind of a community piece that's built through the market. And then we hopefully can transform it and bring it along for other things that happen with us.
Tell us about the Teen Arms Group. Who can join it? How do they join? And what else do they do? I think they've had several exhibits like at Red Cup. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So Teen Arts Group, we kind of nickname it TAG. So TAG is a group specifically dedicated to upper middle schoolers as well as high schoolers that are just interested in greater arts experiences. And we basically try to give that to them. It's a totally free program. We really are a small commitment. It's just once a month in most cases. And things that we've done in the past, we did do an exhibit over at Red Cup. We are going to visit the MCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago this summer to go see a great show that's going to be on display. In the case of Upsidaisy Market, we're doing a public art project. And then we also do things like portfolio reviews. We've had artists come in and talk about their work that's on display here at the center and beyond. We're planning a couple different local college visits to the art departments. So we're really just trying to broaden students in the area's understanding of kind of what art opportunities exist around here, and also bringing those teenagers together to meet each other and kind of build their own community of different young artists and aspiring artists in our area.
So will that be from 13 to 19, or is there a different age range that you're focusing on?
Yeah, I would say that's a great kind of estimate. We don't put necessarily a number on it. It's really based on kind of the interest that comes through. I would say the majority fall right into that range, with our youngest being an eighth grader. And then we have students that are taking like a gap year right before college. So it kind of goes right in between there. But the majority are kind of your sophomore, junior age that are ready to kind of start thinking next steps.
Recently, you had a renovation in one or both of the workspaces there, the studios in there. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that happened that changed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping to kind of get our classrooms configured for this idea of growth that we're hoping for all together with programs at the center. Our lower classroom received a whole new paint job. We're building a whole new ceramics area to kind of build up that side of the program, and really just doing kind of a general clean out and organization of both rooms so that we can kind of allow for this expansion of our programs, both for adults and for youth.
What programs have you talked about implementing that you haven't so far but are visioning to do?
Yeah, so some of the new stuff coming up, we have some different writing classes that are going to be offered. We're trying to get a wider range of mixed media and painting classes offered on the calendar. We're also expanding the ceramics program that has already existed, but we're trying to make it a little bit more robust. And then we're hoping to bring in some new youth programs. We've played a little bit with kind of comics and maybe the idea of animation and even videography. So we have lots of exciting things that we're hoping to kind of start bringing into the center gradually.
Very good. Well, this is the summer project. TAG's going to be doing their partnering with Upsidaisi Market, and you have the entire summer arts camp. You can find out that at chestertonart.org, if I'm correct. And that's
yep.
Jillian Bridgman, who is the program director for the Chesterton Arts Center. Jillian, thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Yes, thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.